This conference will now be recorded.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Energy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Monday, September 8, 2025. We'll go over a couple of procedural ground rules. Please be aware of background noise. Keep your devices on mute. Do not put your phone on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so by me at the appropriate opportunities. Public comment will be offered at the appropriate opportunities, 3 minutes per person. Please use the raise hand icon if you wish to speak. All participants should state their name each time they speak and tax members when making and seconding motions. Let's determine that we have a quorum. Drew Smith. All right, Oscar Kaya.
I'm here, present.
All right, Bob Pichelle.
Here.
All right, Tim Grabowski.
Present.
Mr. John.
Here.
Brian Lupsick.
Here.
Tony Morgan.
I'm here.
Good. Jonathan Parks. Roger Sanders?
I also am here.
All right, David Wozniak? David's here, I see his name. Let me check one more time for either Drew Smith or Jonathan Parks. Jonathan, are you there?
I'm on. Yeah, I am. I wasn't able to hear you via the computer, so I had to go on by my phone, so.
Okay, so caller number 9 is Jonathan Parks, very good. All right, so we have 9 of 10, so of course that is quorum. From DVPR, we have Norman Bellamy, Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mona Donnie, Carlita Peters, and Justin Vogel. I'm Jeff Blair, the Florida Building Commission's facilitator. So today's agenda is to approve the agenda in minutes and then to provide the commission with your recommendation regarding proposed code change for the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, proposed by staff pursuant to statute and necessary for consistency with Senate Bill 180. And then take any general public comment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted by name and then a second?
Motion to approve, Koschel.
Second, Grabowski.
Second, Jonathan Park.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All in favor say aye.
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 You opposed? Unanimous. The August 5th, 2025 meeting minutes were posted in advance of the meeting. Unless there's any corrections or additions, is there a motion to accept those minutes as posted by name?
Motion to accept, Koschel.
Second, Sanders.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Jim, if you would allow me to share the screen, sir. Thank you. All right. Make this fairly quick. I'll introduce, in this case, there's only one proposed glitch amendment. Staff is the proponent, of course, so Mo will provide an overview. If anybody else wishes to speak from the public, they'll have 3 minutes. Anybody in opposition, they'll have 3 minutes. If there is pros and cons, which there shouldn't be in this case, there'll be a 1 minute collective rebuttal opportunity on each side. If folks want to use the thumbs up to indicate their support for or against at the appropriate times, you're welcome to do that. If you don't, you don't need to say anything specific. After comment, we'll come back to the TAC for action, which would be presumably to approve, to recommend to the commission that this is a glitch amendment and to approve it as submitted. 2/3 vote required. And just a quick overview, glitch amendments, glitch criteria. There's 6 things. I'm not going to go through them all because really it's obvious that number five is what applies. Changes to or inconsistencies with federal, state, or law. Clearly that's the case in this case. And so those are the criteria which it should meet at least one of those criteria. Okay, unless any PAC members have any questions, Jim, I don't need the screen anymore. We'll go ahead and start. We're going to be, the only one we're taking up is EN, FBC, EC, RC, Chapter 2, Glitch Number 1. Mo?
Yeah, Jim, please allow share screen, please. Jim?
Working on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you... sorry.
Hey, Jeff, this is Drew. I'm here. I just got had a computer glitch this morning.
Okay, great. Were you able to vote on the agenda or the minutes or not?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it was 10 and all. Very good. Thanks, Drew.
This is Mo Madani. Good afternoon. And as you see, and I've just stated, there's one glitch code change to the energy code, ENFCC-EC. That's really applicable to both residential and commercial for Chapter 2. The legislature, as far as the Senate Bill 180, which is 2025, they amended Florida Statute 553.902 definition to mainly revise the definition for renovated buildings. And as you see, they added to the tail end of the definition. However, if the alteration is a result of the natural disaster that is the subject of a declaration of state of emergency by the governor, estimated cost of the renovation must not exceed 75% of the fair market value of the building.
Excuse me, Jim, could you?
I'm working on it.
Number 10. Go ahead, Mo. Thanks.
So that's really what it seems like, you know, the renovated building has been amended to mainly exempt commercial and residential buildings that sustain damage during hurricanes, where the cost, you know, mainly of the alteration does not exceed 75% of the fair market value of the building before the natural disaster.
Okay, thank you, Mo. Unless any tech member has any clarifying questions, I'll ask if anybody from the public wishes to speak in support by using the raise hand function, or if anybody wants to speak in opposition. I see no public comment, then I'll come to the TAC. This is, of course, the motion would be to recommend that this is to the commission, this is a glitch amendment, and to approve as submitted in conformance with the requirements of statute. So, discussion and or motion, TAC members?
Jeff, I make a motion to accept. This is David John.
Very good. Thank you, David.
Second, Koshel.
A motion and a second to recommend to the commission it's a glitch amendment and approval as submitted. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right. Is there any other general public comment or TAC or staff? Otherwise, I'll turn it to Drew, our chairman, to adjourn us. Drew?
Well, Jeff, there is another item on the agenda. You could have not. That was added some time ago. And I'm sorry, maybe you don't have the...
What is it?
That item. It's we have added an item to the agenda to review and provide recommendation to the commission regarding proposed revision to the 2023 approved energy compliance software version 9, which is was added to the agenda in a timely manner. So okay, I know Swami available with us here, and
okay, so this is, should have known that. All right. Okay, so this is it's to revise a already approved application for energy compliance software, correct, Mo?
Yes, it's a software we approved under the 2023, which is the Energy Gauge Summit, and they, EFSEC, have approached us. They wanted to really update the software, mainly to include within the software the the reference to variable refrigerant flow system, provide mainly performance curve for that. And I did review the program with EFSEC, where they provided provisions for that. And to me, the change looks fine. So,
all right.
And the Swami with us to speak on it.
All right, Swami, do you want to provide any information? We don't need it. I don't think much detail, but if you have anything you'd like to say about the revision before we take it up. Ahead, sir.
Swami?
Are you there? Anybody from EFSEC there? Bo, did you say Swami was on, or you thought he was on?
Yeah, he was supposed to be on, and he actually sent a small presentation he wants to make. But all in all, you know, I think the attachment to the agenda explained what he was asking for, and it's very straightforward. They just want to include a provision for variable refrigerant flow system, and I don't see any problem there.
So the motion would be then that
I can make some comments if necessary until he gets in. This is very
okay. Well, we want to keep it pretty brief, but hold on 1 second, Birkhead.
Yes. Okay.
So what they're seeking is approval of Energy Gauge Summit 9.0, including generic VRF performance curves. Approval of Energy Gauge Summit 9.0, including the manufactured VRF performance curves for two specific systems. And approval of Energy Gauge Summit 9.0 to further include manufactured VRF performance curves after, as they become available. So it's to seek a revised approval of a currently approved Energy Gauge 9.0. Go ahead, Barricade.
Yes, okay. The update is basically we already have a VRF system, but I'm giving options to use performance curves of VRF systems that are more representative of a pure VRF system. We were using the default one that exists in the original simulation engine. Now we're giving two options from two different manufacturers that's available for users to pick up in the software. Nothing changed in fundamental of the model.
Okay. Does any TAC member have any questions regarding the request to approve the revised software for the submittal? Oscar, go ahead.
Oscar, I just have to confirm that with this summit change, the manufacturer's data curves, the VRF performance curves, can be submitted instead of using the generic curve that they use in the program.
That's correct. That's my understanding.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Any other questions from TAC members? All right, then I would ask, is there anybody from the public that, let me see whose hand is this first? That's Oscar. If you could put your hand down, Oscar, that would help.
Yes.
Anybody from the public wish to talk? If you do, you need to go ahead and use the raise hand icon. Okay, then coming back to the TAC, what we'd be looking for is to recommend the commission approve energy code compliance software for the Florida Building Code, presumably the 8th edition,
So moved, which is Sanders.
Okay, let me finish the motion. No. Okay, we have a motion and a second, which is to recommend the commission approve the energy compliance software for the Florida Building Code 8th edition, energy conservation, specifically the updated energy gauge Summit 9.0 for demonstrating compliance with commercial building energy requirements as...
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we're in the middle of a vote to approve it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I had the technical problems. Sorry.
Problem. Okay, there's a motion and a second to approve it as per my, what I just read. Any discussion on the motion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
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 You opposed? It's unanimous. So, Swami, it was, our cat sort of stepped in and we went over it, and they just now unanimously approved the revision. We're still into the submittal.
I appreciate it. Sorry about the technical glitch.
It happens. Okay. Is there any, unless there's any public comment, if show you use a raise hand or any TAC or staff comment, I'll turn it to our chairman, Drew Smith, to adjourn us. Drew?
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for facilitating today. Thank you, TAC members. Let's call this meeting adjourned.
Sorry, I wanted to point out our chairman has joined the meeting as well, so I just wanted to acknowledge that. Okay, thanks everybody.